Hazrat Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala was a very great scholar of Judaism. He knew Torah and Injil by heart. Very great scholar. Very humble, very knowledgeable person. He used to live in Madinah Munawwara. And he heard about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there is one man who is claiming himself as the Prophet of Allah. And he is invited towards oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and so on and so forth. Because he has the knowledge of Torah and Injil, there are so many signs in ayat revealed in Torah and Injil with regard to the final Prophet, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So because he had studied Torah and Injil, he knew about it. He was also waiting for this last and final messenger of Allah. So when he heard that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is migrating from Makkah to Medina, he was excited. Like all the Ansar used to go outskirts of Medina Munawwara and they used to wait for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam morning to evening. And in the evening they used to return back with broken heart. Rasulullah did not come. And then one day he heard the noise, oh, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is arrived. So he also went with the crowd. And that was, he said later on, that this was my thinking. I want to see what he's going to say. Let me wait and see and observe. So with the crowd, he went outskirts of Medina. And he related that the moment my first glance, my first eye, first time, I see the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there and there, it came to my heart, this face cannot be the face of liar. Such a great personality, just by looking up to his face, Mubarak face, there and there he said, this face cannot lie. Whatever he is saying is truth. Then he heard the first khitab, first hadith, first address of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For the crowd. First address of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, first bayan, first speech in Medina Munawwara. What he says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, afshus salam, spread the salam. What is the salam? Salam is the peace. Assalamu alaikum, that O brother, you are safe from my mischievousness. You are giving guarantee to person, Assalamu alaikum, that Allah's salamati upon you, meaning I am not going to trouble you. You are safe and protected from my mischievousness. This is what the meaning of salam. So first advice Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given to the people of Medina, afsus salam bainakum, spread salam among you, the people you know, the people you don't know, just greet each and everyone. And second advice, wa at'imu ta'am, feed the hungry people. Social work, humanitarian work. وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ وَسِلُوا الْأَرْحَامُ, and try to, you know, tie the knot of the relationship. If brother is not speaking to brother, son is not speaking to father, mother is not speaking to daughter, try to, you know, solve the problem. Solve the problem. That was the third advice given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then fourth advice, he said, Wasallu wa nasu biniya. Fourth advice was the ibadah. First was the spreading salam, peace. Second was, you know, social work. Third also was social work. And then the fourth advice, Sallu wa nasu biniya. Then you must pray tahajjud salah when people are sleeping. Right? So the importance was given to the social work. Because when a person is praying whole night, he's praying for himself. He's going to benefit himself. A person spending whole day in the masjid is going to benefit by himself. His benefit not extending. And what is the quality of the believer? His services are always extended. He is not living for himself. He is living for the benefit of the people. That should be his aim. That should be his object. I'm not here for myself. I'm here to benefit the others, to help the others. Ukhrajat linnas. Right? So, alhamdulillah, with the thinking of this mind, I have spoke to you before also, we have started collaborating with the city church, with our two blocks away from here. And last month with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as they were requested us, we were able to provide a 10 beds with the full set, mattresses and pillowcase, blankets, etc. And some, like laundry detergents, etc. Now, alhamdulillah, for this month of September, we have an aim to provide the food to those hungry people. There are about 45 to 50 homeless people living in the church. So pastor requested us to at least give the food for one time. So inshallah, on 26th of September, Sunday, inshallah, we are going to provide a dinner. So it will cost around $150 to $200 for the 50 homeless people. Alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the generous brothers, we have collected that much of amount for this September, for this month, inshallah. We're going to provide the pizza, salads, etc. But we have committed to provide every last Sunday of the month, at least once a month. So every last Sunday, inshallah, we'll try for five, six months, we have committed to give this, inshallah, food to the homeless people. So any brother, any sister want to give in this regard, inshallah, come forward, contact me, contact Brother Kamal, Brother Akbar, etc. Whatever cash amount, inshallah, it will cost about, as I said, $150 to $200 for every month. Other than that, as the list goes on, as we email to you also, so they still require, that's why we put the containers outside, inshallah, but we're not getting anything, that container is empty. So I humbly request for brothers, when you come to the masjid, bring a couple of things with you. And things are listed over there on the board also, like socks, underwear, towels, soap, shampoo, detergent, toothpaste, laundry detergent, or canned food, oil, rice, pasta, flour, etc. And if you bring here, inshallah, put in the containers, when the container is full, inshallah, we will deliver to them. Other thing, if you want to give the cash donation, there is another box next to the wall, is written charity. You can put your money in that, and then inshallah, we can purchase the things whatever they required. So cash amount also is mostly welcome, and inshallah that will be easy for us to buy those stuff which they are in need of. Another thing, winter is coming, so if brothers have sweaters or jackets, old jackets, usable, not the thrown or not the, it has a hole inside or it's very dirty, that kind of shirt obviously we're not going to accept. So if you have usable, in good condition, sweaters or clothing, inshallah, you must bring it, and inshallah, we can deliver to them also. And this, inshallah, is going to continue. It is ongoing project. So I humbly request for all the brothers to assist us in this regard. Give the cash donation or bring the items, inshallah, put in the containers will be there for every day, inshallah. Another thing, my brothers, in our midst today, they are two guests from Richmond, Masjid Ar-Rahman, San Pablo. It's a very old masjid, we all know. So there was a liquor store behind this masjid, and you know the bar, you know the people come, they drink late night, they make a noise, and you know the music is on, and that was a nuisance over there. So alhamdulillah, that bar, that liquor store is on sale. Alhamdulillah, they were able to approach, and he is agreed to sell them. Inshallah, it will be Sadqatul Jariyah for the masjid, and then inshallah they will benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran with regard to the generosity that man dhalli yukridullah kadhan hasanan fa yudha'ifu lahu adha'afan kathira. Who is there who can give the loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Allah will multiply and will return him back on the Yawmul Qiyamah when he needs the most. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we always hear, "Man bana masjid lillahi bana Allahu lahu baytan fil jannah," or kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whoever will build a masjid for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will build a house and palace for him in paradise. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is given, that even a person will build the masjid in the size of the nest of the sparrow. Nest of the sparrow is very little, right? If a person is given that much of donation to build a masjid, Allah will grant him palace in paradise. And why Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam given that example? everybody can afford it. No one can say, I cannot give one brick or I cannot donate $10 or $20 towards it. We're not requiring the big amount. Alhamdulillah, the more you give is better for you. They have the, inshallah, is going to give you some estimate how much they are required, inshallah, after the azan, sunnah, before the khutbah. But I humbly request to all the brothers, think this is the donation, sadqatul jariyah. You are helping to purchase some property for the masjid, for the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as that property will remain there, you will die, I will die. But your sadqatul jariyah will continue. These are the three channels Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, that إِذَا مَاتَ إِبْنُ آدَمُ إِنْ قَطَعْنُ عَمْلُ إِلَّا بِسَلَاتٍ سَلَاسَةٍ مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ جَارِيَةٍ أَوْ عِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ أَوْ وَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُو لَهُ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. After the death of the person, his all book of deed is closed. He cannot get any reward for his actions, for his ibadah. But there are three channels will be open continuously, and he will get the reward in his grave, in his qabr. One of those is Sadqatul Jariyah. Another thing is ilm, which is people are benefiting, and the righteous children which keep on praying, making dua for the parents. So I humbly request, inshallah, open up your wallets and your heart, inshallah. Continue to have the ATM machine also. If you don't have cash money, you can use your card also, inshallah. And that will be sadaqah jariyah for you. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.